Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 27th. God will protect.
All this week, Derek considers God's promise to never forsake his people Israel. Today he focuses on God's vow to protect them and us. I was living in Jerusalem when the state of Israel was born. I remember seeing the Israeli flag go up over the center of Jerusalem. I said to myself, surely this must be significant.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He who scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd does his flock.
2,500 years ago, God ordained that this particular message should be proclaimed in every nation of the earth. It's being fulfilled before your eyes and in your ears today. Now we can say, He who scattered Israel is gathering him and will keep him as a shepherd does his flock. These are days when absolutely no one knows in the natural what will happen tomorrow in Israel. A war could break out there within 24 hours without any warning. But in the midst of it all, God will protect Israel as a shepherd protects his flock. There's a guarantee that no matter the political pressures and violence that erupt, God will protect the regathered Israel. The Lord gives us the same promise in Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forever. It's so good to know that God is with you, not only when you begin the journey, but also when you come to the end. Not just when you go to work in the morning, but also when you come home again in the evening. God is still with you, and he will protect you and keep you from this time forth and forever. The Creator is our keeper. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are committed to Israel. I intercede for that nation now. I proclaim that just as God is the protector of Israel, he is my protector and keeper. For the Lord will not forsake his people. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.